Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dr. Karen on a Monday morning here in America, and today we have a very special show. You can manifest your dream partner, too. I'm interviewing two very special people, Tony Burgess and Julie French of the Academy of the Academy of High Achievers. And they are life partners, and they manifested each other, their dream partner. And I want them to share with you their story on how they did it and also what they do for a living as well in helping people in different realms and different types of achievements. So let me tell you a little bit about Tony first. So he is a director with the Academy of High Achievers. He is an experienced trainer, facilitator, speaker, firewalk instructor, and coach. And now he spends most of his time designing, coordinating, and delivering performance-enhancing and life-enriching programs for people who are hungry for more success and fulfillment in their lives. And I know personally that I love going to these types of programs myself. And Tony's worked with business leaders, teams, organizations, entrepreneurs, educators, students, athletes, and members of the public to help them to tap into and release their full potential and preparing them to attain whatever outcomes they set out to achieve and much more. He has a degree in psychology, which is, I'm sure, very, very helpful in what he does, and we're very happy to have him on the show today. And Jewel, he is his awesome partner. Has had a career in managing large teams, multi-million pound budgets. They're from Britain, by the way. That's why it's multi-million pounds. And she now works with companies and organizations that are going through change and need improvement in their internal relationships. And I'm big on relationships, if you have been on my show. So this is very important work that she does. And her specific expertise is in people management, handling conflict, and effective communication. So I'm very, very happy to have them both on the show today. So without further ado, let's hear from Tony and Julie. Are you guys on the line?
We are.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello from America to Britain.
Hello from a very dark night in the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's dark. Well, so it's winter.
Yes, it's winter up here in the Northeast as well, and actually the sun's coming out, so that's pretty good for up north in New York State. So how are you guys?
We're very, very good, thank you. Yes, we got a little bit confused with the time zone thing, so I'm really glad we managed to connect with you at the right time.
Right, exactly. I know it's always tricky when we're doing shows abroad. So thank you very much, first of all, for being here on the show. And we would love, our listeners would love to hear your story on how you manifested each other. So who wants to start?
Oh, I think we'll start with Julie, because I think her starts a little bit early, her contribution to all of this. So I'll let Julie say her bit first.
Hello. Yeah, well,
hi, Julie.
My story is that, as far back as the sort of early 1990s, when I have to say I was married, I was on my second marriage, and I always dreamt of finding and being with a partner that I felt I could really, well, not only communicate with, but really was aligned with my personal development journey, which had already begun. And I knew that I did have, and I often say to people, I did have a 10 out of 10 man, and I did have, unfortunately, a 6 out of 10 relationship. I don't know whether any of the listeners can relate to that. I remember somebody asking me, you know, how much out of 10 it was, and I remember saying, okay, it's 6 out of 10. And I kind of knew that I wanted more than that, and I didn't know how to achieve more than that. And so I started, even sort of the mid-1990s probably, I started to sort of put it out there to improve, actually to improve the relationship. And I used to do and still do a lot of writing down, and I have still got things that I wrote down back then, things that I wrote down just asking for a better relationship, asking for a relationship which was very much more aligned with my journey and, where I was going. Nothing much changed. I kept putting it out there and nothing much changed. And I moved from, any of you who know the UK, I moved from Birmingham, which is, a big city, to a smaller place, Stafford, not that far away. And before I moved with my partner, as was my husband, I pulled an angel card, and still, on this wanting a better relationship, I pulled an angel card asking the question, what would moving to Stafford mean for me? What could I expect? And the card I pulled was soulmate. Mm. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Still not knowing whether or not my dream partner was going to come from my husband, whether he was going to turn into my dream partner.
Right.
And of course, I moved to Stafford, and quite soon after I moved, I met my dream man. and that, of course, is my Tony.
And probably best if I just sort of chip in a little bit at this point, because at the same sort of time, I was putting it out there for someone to share another journey, actually, with me. At the time, I was running my own personal development training and coaching business, and I knew I wanted to do more NLP training, which is a particular type of personal development training, and I was really putting it out there to meet someone who I could share that training journey with. It was a real passion of mine, and I love working with other people, and I was kept bumping into people who I knew were in that field, and it wasn't quite sitting right. I wasn't meeting the people I felt, yeah, this is someone who I want to really drive this forward with. And then I went to a networking meeting, and someone just said, you do that NLP stuff, don't you? And said, you need to speak to Julie French. Obviously, I had no idea who this Julie French person was, but she'd recently moved to Stafford, which is where I was currently living. And so I made the call. I said, well, okay, give me the number. I'll make that call. And we connected by phone. I had a wonderfully excited chat because Julie was actually in some training at the time when I spoke to her. She was experiencing some NLP at that moment. And then we connected when we came back. We met at a networking meeting and immediately gelled. Now, I should just mention that at the time I was also married, and I was happily married. I was not searching for another partner, and I also know that over the time I had been married, my own personal development journey had taken me where my passions and my enthusiasms were for different things, and I knew I'd changed quite a lot. And my partner at the time, bless her, she was trying to adjust to my own changes, and we had a pretty good marriage, and certainly I wouldn't have said that there was anything really wrong with the relationship. It was just I was aware over time we'd certainly started to have different directions in terms of our view of the future. So we were kind of adjusting to each other, and my wife at the time was certainly trying to adjust a lot to the things that I was now being attracted to. I also knew it wasn't really her thing. The whole personal development journey wasn't really her thing. I knew she was kind of doing it for me, less for her. And, there's a little bit of misalignment there. And so time went on, and myself and Julie started to work together. We started to run some joint ventures delivering this NLP training, and we just loved, absolutely loved working together. It was the first time I'd met someone who had the kind of passion for the subject matter that I had, and I felt so comfortable training with her, and we ended up setting up a company together, and that was in 2004, early 2004, is when we actually set up the Academy of High Achievers, and we realized we had a lot of values that were absolutely the same, a lot of desires in terms of our ambitions and where we wanted to take the kind of training that we were enthusiastic about. We shared a lot of that, and it became very, very easy for us to start to have the same kind of vision for this company. And of course, that involved us working together very closely, and we became increasingly fond of each other as we were passionately talking about our subject matter out there in the world, and feeling the people we were working with really light up and have breakthroughs and so on. It was kind of a bit weird that I was living this wonderful, exciting dream there with Julie in our career, and then going home and kind of wanting to speak so enthusiastically about what we'd achieved that day, and kind of knowing it wasn't really my wife's thing. She would nod and she would be there and she'd smile and she'd try hard to be there for me, and I just realized this is missing the spot a little bit. And equally, I know that the same was similar kind of thing with Julie's partner at the time. It was kind of like both they were supportive and yet not that excited by it. And of course, the longer we were working together and the more passionately we were delivering the stuff together, that brings a lot of connection, a lot of there's a lot of we call it anchoring. There's a lot of anchors there, a lot of associations between great events, great feelings, exciting outcomes, being on a great journey, and being together. And you're getting more of that kind of vibrant excitement being together than perhaps we were getting when we went back home and wanted to, shout about this stuff. And it was an interesting journey, because neither of us were really expecting or intending to break with our partners. We were just wanting that 10 out of 10 relationship. Both of us had a very clear idea of what 10 out of 10 was. And like I say, we didn't know that it was going to be outside of our current relationships, and we certainly, when we went into business together, had no idea that it would end up being a personal relationship for us. There does come a point where you start to realize that fondness and enjoying being in someone's company has started to turn into real feelings of love for one another, and we both became very aware. I think we were also on our own personal development journeys, and some of those things that we did back then as professional partners was we'd tell each other what we appreciate about each other. It's a practice we encourage people to do out there. And, there's some real heartfelt stuff coming out there. And we realized how much we did appreciate about each other and how much aligned our journeys seemed to be, and how much we enjoy being in each other's company. And that started to cause some tension inside of us as both, because we realized that although we were beginning to realize that we wanted to be together, we also realized that we had partners who were loving and were part of our existing relationships. And the last thing on our mind would be to create hurt. We wanted to have our 10 out of 10, and we also didn't want to hurt anyone, which is one of those interesting things where it felt a bit of a catch-22. It's kind of like, well, to be together, we've got to let go. Because one of the things that really wouldn't have sit well with us at all would be to be living a lie. For us, truth and honesty is such a core principle for us, that to kind of live a life where we had feelings in one direction and kind of stifle that or push that down and live a lie with that, or to have love for each other and kind of compromise our existing relationships and kind of live half-heartedly with our existing relationships, just it seemed like living a lie to us. And
right.
So it came to that kind of point where we've got some core beliefs that, first of all, that anything is possible. And we also have beliefs that, whatever anyone might think of this, we've got some very strong beliefs that if we truly and respectfully take care of ourselves first, in other words, put our own oxygen masks on first, that we've got more to give to the world, to other people, to the universe, and also that we have incredible belief in other people to be able to have the resources to move on in their lives in whatever way possible. So when we were weighing all of this up, one of the things is, well, there's got to be a way. There's also got to be a way where it turns out well for everybody. And we really do believe massively in our now ex-partners, that they had everything that they needed in order to be able to pick themselves up and move on, at the point where we broke away. And of course, there was a lot of upset, and there was, we really rocked their boats massively by disclosing that we'd fallen in love with each other and that we were wanting to, have a personal relationship as well as a business relationship now. And a lot of hurt. And we also knew that if we kept our intentions really, really positive for them, and we were there for them as much as we could be while stepping out of the relationship. In other words, we continued to support financially. We continued to be on the end of the phone if they needed things and so on during this period, that they would find their resourcefulness, they would unlock their resourcefulness and move on and find a happy life. And we just kept on keeping that so strong in our mind, wishing the best for them, putting it out there in our prayers, our statements to the universe, our intentions, that they would find exactly what is right for them and as quickly as possible in a way that would match their journeys as well. And that was a big thing. I don't know, do you want to say a little bit more about that period?
Yeah, I mean, that was a very, very important part of the journey, actually, the holding a positive intention for them. And actually holding in my mind that they would find the right people, people who were a more perfect match for them. And the beautiful, really beautiful thing is that they both have. Actually, when I see my ex-husband with his now partner, and they've been together 3 years now, and I think she's so much more perfect for him than I was. And, that's just such a beautiful thing. And to see, how much he's able to shine so much more as a result of having such a perfectly aligned relationship. And Tony's wife, Tony will tell his story about his wife, ex-wife.
Yeah, I remember at the time she said, I can't imagine ever wanting to marry again. This has been such a hurtful transition that I can't imagine ever wanting to be married again. And yet now she's been married for over a year now. And again, to a wonderful man. And again, when I see them together, I just think how perfect and how well aligned their lives are. And that's so important for us in terms of us having moved on in our own lives, to know that they're happy and more happy actually than they ever were, when they were in the relationships with us is a wonderful thing. And we just kept putting it out there. We didn't know how it was going to happen. We just kept putting it out there. Actually, if I just rewind a little bit, one of the biggest things about this journey for us was the actual moment of taking action to leave our partners, because that was such a big thing, because it required taking massive action. We both got kids, and it was very important that they remained a big part of our lives. As you know from what I've already said, we didn't want to create any hurt more than was it was bound to happen, I suppose, not necessarily, but bound to happen by us taking that action. And at the same time, I remember when I actually disclosed to my ex-wife, that I'd fallen in love, and it was untenable, really, for me to remain with the status quo. I knew what I wanted, and I was going to be moving on. I can remember, as I was doing that, I actually didn't know for sure whether Julie was going to equally take that massive action. So I kind of knew that it was untenable for me to stay with my ex-wife because I'd fallen in love elsewhere, and that was not being true to myself or to her. I just didn't know whether Julie was willing or able to, make that decision at that time for herself. I kind of hoped she would be able to. I left knowing that I was unattached to the outcome, and I also knew I was resourceful enough to move on my own if Julie wasn't able in her own mind to make that decision for herself. I also know, Julie went through her own sort of decision making there as well, and what that meant for her.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge thing for me. That was a massive thing to know that Tony had made that decision and moved out and moved into a place and said to me, you have to do what's right for you. I've done what's right for me, without knowing whether or not I would join him. That inspires me, because there are so many people who, in those kind of situations, do kind of hedge their bets, really. And to just do what's absolutely right for you in terms of, what feels connected with your sense of integrity, it just really does inspire me every time I think about that. And just hearing Tony talking about that really blows me away, actually.
I just said there's wonderful learnings here that both of you are speaking about, and I do get quite a few readers of my blog and listeners asking me the question about what they should do when they're in an unhappy relationship. And one of the things you've modeled is really being responsible for your own happiness, and that even if you do decide to split up with someone, that you can still hold the space as best you can and intention for them to be able to move on, and for you to be open to whatever reaction they may have. So, it sounds like you guys, supported your partners as best you could emotionally, even though, you allowed them to have their difficulties and reactions, and you holding that space was something positive that you could do and helped them, and not being not attached to it either, but help them manifest, what they really needed in their lives by focusing on what you really needed and holding that space. And the other piece was that courage, for Tony to be able to do what was in his integrity and then not be attached to what Julie was going to do. And wow, that is such a mature and, a huge, you have a really big heart to be able to do that and to not be attached to what the other person is. Because I think many people out there are, I'm not going to do it unless you do it, and, that sort of thing. So congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things about that, Karen, is that when Julie actually made that decision, which, like I said, I didn't know she was going to, when she did make that decision, she left with literally what she could put in a suitcase without any idea where it was that I'd taken a very small house at that time, just a rented place, and she was leaving what was her dream house at that time,
right,
with just a suitcase and kind of wondering what this place was going to be like.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is such an important point, because all my life I thought that material possessions was, you know, what I wanted. And as Tony said, moving to Stafford to this particular house, it was my dream house, and I absolutely loved it, and I loved being there, and I couldn't believe that I was there when I first got there. And so much of that changed. All my priorities actually changed, you know, during this time when I realized what was really important was to be with the person, you know, with the man of my dreams, and, you know, realizing that was and is Tony. And I do remember actually thinking as I left, and Tony's quite right, just a suitcase, not knowing.